Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving and happy Hanukkah. Both happened, Hanukkah started the same day as Thanksgiving this year. So I hope everybody has had an enjoyable visit with friends and family or whatever you had going on. And enjoyed the food, not too much of it, and enjoyed the festivities and all that. We're here to do our regular show. We're going to be talking about some things like planting properly, especially trees, but we'll talk about planting woody plants in general, getting them in the ground so you'll have the best chance of success. We'll talk about some maintenance issues. We'll talk about related things. The weather is just beautiful here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but it's kind of a good news, bad news situation, really. We have been out of town for about 3 days. We go to family down in Victoria and visit with everybody and have our family golf tournament, which I'll tell you a little bit about. We came in right in the middle of the pack this year. Had an interesting time, though. But the warm weather that we've had is has made fall color a little disappointing, I guess, is simply what needs to be said. When we left in fact, I had put something on Facebook for you showing the current state of our ginkgo tree at home, and it had just started showing the fall color on the edges. A lot of the ginkgos around town, and this happens every year, had already turned yellow and were looking pretty good. And we had had some nice fall color, especially the yellows, especially elms and some of the ashes, China berry trees, even though it's considered a junk tree to a lot of people, had just spectacular yellow fall color this year. The Mexican buckeyes did, and a lot of other plants did, witch hazel and various things. Even some of the hackberry had some fall color. Shantung maple had nice yellow fall color and all that kind of thing. But as we left, the ginkgo was just going into fall color. I figured that when we got back, it would be perfect. But I was a little concerned about one thing. And that one thing happened, and that was it warmed up. And when it gets real warm and the fall color hasn't completely set in on the plants, which happens to us a lot here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is where I'm broadcasting from. Those of you in the north and the east probably had some spectacular fall colors. You always do, because it gets cold and it stays that way, stays crisp at least. And if you have bright sun, you have spectacular fall color. Well, what we have here is we'll have cold spells. We had a couple of them, and it really set the fall color in motion very well. But then once that gets into progress and you have a real warm spell like we had here, it just kicks all the leaves off, kind of in midstream of doing its beautiful show. And I was noticing this morning driving over to the station that most of the fall color that was really building pretty good for us in this part of the country anyway, had just turned to brown or had dumped onto the ground. And that's the case with the ginkgo. The ginkgo tree, I noticed this morning, it still wasn't totally light. We had a lot of the leaves on the ground, which I love. I usually leave the ginkgo leaves on the ground for about 2 weeks because they stay such a pretty color on the ground. But this year, they're on the ground. The color's about half as good as it normally is. It's just not that bright white. It's kind of a dull yellow. The tree still has about half its foliage on, but it's going to get really warm today and maybe tomorrow and then start cooling off again. And it'll be my guess that it'll just dump the rest of it in the current stage. I put the spectacular show that the ginkgo makes on Facebook for you not too long ago. So those of you that do Facebook and you haven't seen that yet, you can look there. And we've got a lot of color. Fall color pictures of it and some other trees on the website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to the library and go to ginkgo and you'll see some of that. And we've put a lot of fall color, and a lot of the listeners, the Facebook participants, have done the same. So you can check out the color there. But For those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're about done. Now, what is a little head-scratching for us here is that a lot of the reds, the oaks especially, and even Bradford pears and some of the other ornamental pears and some of the other trees that have red fall color have just started to show their color. Now, there's two possibilities. We could have a cold snap, which apparently we have coming this way in a few days, bring on some really nice red fall color still. On the other hand, the weather yesterday and today is so warm it could go ahead and cause all the leaves to kick off, and so don't hold your breath for that. What I'd recommend for those of you in the South is to plan a trip to the East Coast or to Midwest area, Boston or someplace, and go see some beautiful fall color in those areas if that's what you're looking for. It's just not dependable for us here in this area. Well, this hour is brought to you by Crazy Water, and Crazy Water's got something great going on. Not only do they have their wonderful mineral water available for sale, and it's expanding all the time. Where it's available, you can go to Crazy Water, drinkcrazywater.com, and find locations where it is near you. And if you want to, you can send them an email and find out the closest place or buy the stuff direct. But the new thing is something that they used to have and they've reopened. It's the Crazy Water Bathhouse over in Mineral Wells. You can go there and soak in the mineral water for hours at a time or for one day, or you can go over there and stay in their beautiful places that they have for rent and be treated royally there at the place. So all the information is there for you at drinkcrazywater.com. If you want to be on the show and chat with me about anything, if you've got a question about a plant or a planting technique or insect or disease situation, we're going to talk about mold and mildew a little bit some this morning. I've got to get that worked in, not just on plants, by the way. But the number, there's just one number you need, and you can call me at 1-866-444-DIRT, which is D-I-R-T, or 3478. 1-866-444-3478. One of the things I wanted to mention while we were gone, I guess it was Thanksgiving Day, the Dallas Morning News did my column, which always happens on Thursdays. Those of you that don't get the paper, I guess you can see all that online at DallasMorningNews.com. But they ran a kind of a longer question and answer than I normally have. It's about a half a page. And one of them was a really interesting thing that you can see a little more clearly the photograph on Facebook. If you saw the column, I talked about a mushroom-related fungus that is extremely rare. One of the listeners sent me a picture of it. It's called Devil's Cigar. Comes out of the ground looking like kind of a fat-in-the-middle cigar protruding from the soil, usually in real organic, heavy humus kinds of soils. And it's so rare, it's only been found in about four counties in Texas and then one place in Japan. That's how rare it is. But anyway, we put information about Devil's Claw on Facebook. It was in my last column. The picture there is in black and white. And the reason that I bring it up for you is you can go to Facebook, Howard Garrett, comma, Dirt Doctor, or either one of those terms probably get you there, and see the color, a photograph of it. And we've also got a link there to another really nice website I ran into that covers it a little bit more and has some additional pictures of it. So it's kind of fun because it's such a unusual and rare fungus. The most common question that I got on Facebook about it was, is it edible? Is it poisonous? Answer to the question is, I don't know. I wouldn't eat it. None of the websites that I've been able to find so far, none of the research that I pulled up comments on it. It's kind of an interesting thing. So I would say until we know for sure, don't put it, don't chop it up and put it in your salad. It's just an interesting looking thing. Those cigar looking growths split open and has a star look. And if any of you have seen it, you know, report it, pass it on with us here on the website or on Facebook or whatever. You can send information to us at info@dirtdoctor.com and we'll pass it on, because people that are into fungi are really interested in this one because it is so rare. University of Texas Press, which is one of my publishers, does some great books, a couple of them. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
You already know how great all-natural Crazy Water is to drink, but now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse which is located in historic Mineral Wells, and it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good it's crazy. At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family healthcare strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number to be with me on the show is 1-866-444-3478. This is the interesting email that I got that I wanted to talk about some because it's a fairly common question, and we have had the issue at our house and maybe starting to have it again. In fact, I'm going to get a mold inspection company to come in and take a look at our situation. We had it before because we had one of the ducts under the house be knocked loose by people working under the house and didn't bother to mention it or fix it. So we had warm air blowing under the house for a long time. And then we had a leak in a new bathroom, redone bathroom. So you can imagine that it was a perfect environment for a lot of mold and mildew to grow, and it did. And we knocked it out, and I'll tell you some of the same kind of techniques that'll go along with this answer. This question goes like this, and it's from Bernard in Treasure Island, Florida. Mildew smell in AC unit. Says, I recently disassembled my air handler to clean the fan for maintenance. Now I have a mold and mildew smell when I run the AC. I took it apart and cleaned the inside with bleach and dish soap, but it still lingers. I think it may come from the insulation or matting in the unit. Is there anything I can spray on the matting to kill the mildew that would not be harmful to us? Vinegar, biowash, orange oil. And this is a member of the Organic Club of America. So, goes to the top of the list to help, and I think a lot of people probably would be curious about this. Any kind of mold or mildew, anything in that category, that's fungal, and it's pretty easy to kill. I would not use bleach like he did. It'll kill it probably, but then you have the lingering. Well, first of all, you have to handle the bleach and breathing it and having it on your hands and everything. It's not the nicest thing in the world, so I don't really recommend bleach for much of anything, including this. Soaps of various kinds will work to kill mold and mildew. The one that I use the most is one that we used when we had our situation. It's called BioWash. It's also sold under the name Plant Wash, where a company buys BioWash and puts it in a different container, different label, and sells it. And I think they've got the concentration back correct on it now. So you can go either way there. BioWash is the name that actually comes from the manufacturer. What it is a fancy soap. It's fancy fatty acid. It has extremely small particle size. It's a great cleaner, and it is excellent for killing mold and mildew on whatever, ductwork, vents, the wood under the house, metal parts. The question here is a little different because he thinks it's in the insulation or the matting, which is a softer material. This material could be used for that, wouldn't build up any residue or residual that would be a problem. Vinegar and orange oil are two additional possibilities. White vinegar, for example, is used by the people, the plumbers that come over and maintain our tankless water heaters. They clean out, they drain them all, and they clean it out with white vinegar, and they use, in this case, just a 5% white vinegar. So it is a possibility in this situation as well. I've never mixed white vinegar and BioWash together. If you did that, you certainly wouldn't want to leave it mixed together, but mixing it together and using it that way, test it, try a small amount and see how it works, might be fine. Mixing orange oil in with the BioWash, we have done, it works very well. And in this situation, to use as a spray to clean metal parts or wood, which is what we were treating with ours. We have a pier and beam house that's down in the ground. It looks like a slab house, but it's pier and beam, and the crawl space is actually carved down in the ground, which is a perfect environment for, you know, what we had happen. We also ended up putting a vent that blows and sucks the air out from time to time, which I would recommend to you if you have a recurring problem with this. But if you're going to mix orange oil with the BioWash to kill mildew and mold, I would probably only use about an ounce per gallon. For treating diseases outside, insects outside, we'll mix as much as 2 ounces per gallon of orange oil into the spray mix. Now, that's the most that you should ever use, because if you use more than that, you can get phytotoxicity, in other words, burning of the foliage. And there's a nice smell with the orange oil, and it's something that, you know, would be pleasant to use. So those are those three choices that this writer asked about, I think, are all possibilities. BioWash, orange oil, or delaminine is actually how it would be sold in a lot of cases, which is the extract from, you know, true orange oil. Could be used for this control of mildew and mold. Now, if you have mildew on plants, and some of the most common ones that have it are some of the vegetables, squash, some of the trees like crepe myrtle and things like that, these same materials will work. Even the vinegar, if you used it in an extremely diluted way, probably a lot of people raising their eyebrows and saying, wait a minute, I thought vinegar is a herbicide. And it is if you spray it straight, but use it in diluted ways in the spray, it can be used on plants. You really don't need it, because the BioWash by itself will work just fine. We'll talk more about this when I get back. 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, but right back after this.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The Fire Department of New York says there are multiple injuries in a Metro North passenger train derailment. The train derailment in the Bronx reported at 7:20 this morning. The Fire Department says at least 130 firefighters are on the scene. 50 Central American mothers will cross from Guatemala into Mexico today in search of missing sons and daughters. The children disappeared there on their way to the United States. The mothers from Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala are also calling attention to the plight of migrants who have disappeared in Mexico. Paul Crouch, the televangelist who built what's been called the world's largest Christian broadcasting network, the Trinity Broadcasting Network, has died at the age of 79. He died at his home in Orange, California, on Saturday after a decade-long fight with degenerative heart disease. For more details, go to srnnews.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
With Esperance Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Houston Rockets handed the San Antonio Spurs their first home defeat. After taking a 23-point lead, the Rockets held off a furious rally to beat San Antonio 112-106. Spurs center Tim Duncan with 20 points says they stayed in the game until the finish.
Second half came around. Our intensity turned up. Obviously, we hit some shots, and that helps. But defensively, I thought we were much more solid. We got up in the people. We made changed what they were doing, made their shots tougher, and gave ourselves a chance.
Rockets are 13-5. The Spurs 14-3. John Wall had 26 points and 12 assists, leading Washington past Atlanta 108-101. Milwaukee beat Boston 92-85. The Celtics are 7-12. Cleveland down Chicago 97-93. It was Brooklyn 97, Memphis 88. Minnesota 112, Dallas 106. Utah 112, Phoenix 104. Top 25 hoops. Number 2 Kansas survived a stiff challenge before beating Texas El Paso 67-63. Number 14 Oregon down North Dakota 91-76. Number 23 Iowa beat Villanova 74-72 in overtime to claim the Battle for Atlantis championship. This is Esser in Sports. In the NHL, Chris Kreider had a hat trick to lead the Rangers to a 5-2 win over Vancouver. Pittsburgh Ice Florida 5-1. Panthers right winger Scotty Upshaw says the team made too many mistakes.
We did a lot of good things offensively, you know, defensively, and you know, just some costly turnovers. We, you know, if you get 40 shots a game, you'd think that you'd try to keep things close.
In overtime, it was New Jersey 1-0 over Buffalo. Washington also in OT beat the Islanders 3-2. Boston down Columbus 3-1. It was Montreal 4-2 over Toronto. Chicago 5, Phoenix 2. In shootout winners, it was Philadelphia 3-2 over Nashville. Colorado 3, Minnesota 2. And San Jose 4-3 over Anaheim. Also, Calgary beat Los Angeles 2-1. Top 25 college football saw number 4 Auburn stun number 1 Alabama 34-28. Returning a missed field goal in the final second. Florida State beat Florida and Ohio State down Michigan. That scenario likely means Florida State is number 1 in the BCS, followed by the Buckeyes. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Just one thing to finish up on, and then Ann from Waxahachie is going to be our first caller this morning, so Ann will be right with you. But there is one other possibility on this mold and mildew under the house. I was talking to Rick Vessels with EcoSafe, pest control company that we work with all the time, and they actually did the treatments that we did before. And I was talking to Rick about the fact that we might have at least some of the mold and mildew popping up, you know, that was left over from before. We may have the whole cycle starting to happen again for some strange reason. I don't think so. I think it's just going to be a minor deal of not getting 100% of it the first time around. He said what they're using now and recommending, and makes sense, is one of the borate products. One of the borate products like Timbor or Boracare. I'm not sure which one they like the most. I think it's Timbor, but I'm not sure. But those products are available from your pest control company, does, you know, interior pest control work. And some of the stores that sell pest control products will sell Timbor. Timbor is a water-soluble borate product. In other words, it has boric acid in it. And spraying the wood especially, and I don't see that there'd be a problem with treating the matting on the filter material that he asked about or metal with the borate product either. And it not only said it kills the mold and mildew straight away, it probably would have a little better residual, in fact, I'm sure it would, than any of those other three things that I mentioned. So it may be the best way to go of the bunch. Could you mix them all together? Yeah, you could, but you probably don't need to. So those are some of the things for you to remember when you have that pop up under the house or in the walls or in the air conditioning or whatever. Don't let people use bleach or toxic chemical pesticides. It's just unnecessary. It's an unnecessary toxin to expose your family and pets and everything else to. And all these non-toxic things work so well. There was one other possibility. People are always harping and hammering on something that they don't know what they're talking about, and that is always saying that things that the organics community recommends don't have any research and any data behind what we're saying. Well, all of the things that we talk about, in every category, there's research from major universities one way or another. And a good example in this case is that the borate products have tremendous amounts of research, you know, and been used and legally labeled and everything for a long, long time. Well, back when we were first on the air and writing a column about all this stuff, one of the things that I had read about and it intrigued me and I recommended for a while until I figured out it was just too much trouble, still works. It's still okay. It's just too expensive and too much trouble. And that is, if you have termites, you can put a sand barrier under the house, under slabs, around piers and beams. And what you use is a real coarse sand. It's called double-aught sandblasting sand. It's almost as coarse as a fine pea gravel, but it's very uniform. The pieces in this sand are very uniform, and the termites just simply won't go through it. It's a physical barrier. But if you don't have it, you know, 100% blockage, they'll figure out some way to get around it and still get in. So some of these other things, treating the wood with the borates or whatever, work really well. Well, during those early days, something that I didn't know was going on was research using hot pepper to treat the wood to repel termites. Well, guess who was doing that? Texas A&M. And they did the research. It was successful. They showed that it did work. You can get the research offline. I think that we have it. In fact, I'm pretty sure we do. If we don't, we need to get it in there in the research section of our website in the TORC area on dirtdoctor.com, Texas Organic Research Center. And they showed that it had pretty good efficacy. If you compared it side by side to the Tembor or Boracare, the Tembor and Boracare probably work longer, probably have more residual. But the point is that the hot pepper did work, and there is university research to back it up, just like there is with almost all the subjects that we talk about. So anyway, if you got any questions about that, give us a buzz. Controlling diseases, whether it's fungus, which is what we've been talking about here, mold and mildew, or bacteria, which can sometimes be, you know, part of the mold and mildew makeup when you're having things around structural places where, you know, things are staying too wet and rotting is going on and all that kind of thing. Sometimes bacterial diseases can be there too. And even on up to viral diseases. Viral diseases on plants we can control primarily with hydrogen peroxide. And hydrogen peroxide is another possibility for this under-the-house stuff. It would not have any residual is the reason I didn't recommend it in the beginning. But it would kill all of it. And it might be that mixing it with, it'd be something, in this case, you'd probably have to experiment with some. But there is research using hydrogen peroxide. It is on the market and labeled and OMRI approved in some cases on the products for treating diseases. Hydrogen peroxide, the concentrated stuff that's inexpensive and can be diluted with water and used. So you got a lot of choices there. So give it a whirl, and if you've had some experience with it, good or bad, give us a call and let us know right now. And by the way, there's open lines and probably will be all show long, Easy for you to jump in here and chat about whatever you want to chat about. 866-444-3478. Ann is first up. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Just getting off work and heading home.
Well, thanks for checking in.
Thanks. You know, I appreciate the information about the mold with the biowash and everything, because that happens to be another thing that I'm dealing with right now. So
that's very common, yeah.
My question to you right now is, well, my husband knew that I wanted to go organic. So I guess at a yard sale or wherever, he bought some nature's urea nitrogen mix. Mm-hmm. And I know it's at least 2 years old. Does that have an expiration date?
No, none of the organic fertilizers would have an expiration date. The one you have is an organic-based fertilizer that has some urea in it. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's fine. You know, use it especially as a bridge product, or if you're not wanting to be totally organic, it's the best choice of the products that contain synthetic fertilizer. What will happen, Ann, if you kept it around for years and years and years, there could be two negative things that happen to the product. One is that it will continue through biological activity in that bag, break down, and it will eventually just be a wonderful, humusy, kind of nice composted material is what it will end up being. Nothing negative about it at all. It wouldn't have the NPK horsepower that the fresh product would have. You see what I mean? But it would still be fine to use. It might work as even better being low NPK because it would stimulate biological activity so well. Microbes actually like urea. It's one of the synthetic fertilizers that that has some carbon in it. Not a lot, but it does have some carbon. I don't recommend it a whole lot, but I don't really mind. There are some products that we recommend from time to time that have urea. One of them is the Medina Has to Grow. It has urea. In fact, it's basically a synthetic fertilizer that has some liquid organic materials added to it. And I think a lot of people think it's a totally organic product, but it's not. We have a Garrett juice now that I allowed to be put on the market that has some urea in it. It's called Garrett Juice Hybrid, and it's for people with, you know, that want to bridge, want to transition, and want to make sure they don't have any turn down in efficacy or production or whatever. And again, I personally won't use it very much. If ever, I probably would recommend it in some commercial situations for people, but I personally, you know, just go the hardcore organic route. The other negative that could happen to your product that you bought is physical. It could turn into a brick. if it got some moisture in it, it could just turn into a solid mass. And if that does happen, any at all, a lot of times it'll happen in part of the bag and not the whole bag. You can take those chunks of organic fertilizer and throw them over in a 5-gallon bucket of water and let them soak and become a nice compost tea.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, could also smash it up, you know, in the driveway or something and go ahead and apply it dry. But those are the only two negatives I would see. I guess there could be a possible third one, and that is some rats or animals, you know, got into it and made a mess of it. But that's kind of rare unless it's mostly sugar, you know, mostly a molasses product or something like that.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate that. I'm glad you did it then.
No problem using it.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Good day.
Okay, and we got open lines for you at 866-444-3478. We're going to talk about tree planting today. And one of the reasons for that is that this is the absolute perfect time to plant trees. It's a great time to purchase trees. It's a great time, even though I talked about the fall color not being outstanding, there's still some fall color on the plant, even though it may not be spectacular and knock your eyes out. So when you're looking for plants that have nice fall color, what a better time to go buy them than when the fall color's on the plants. Now, some of the plants, especially for those of you farther north, the fall color will have already be gone, but the nurseries will be able to tell you, the garden centers will be able to tell you what the fall color was like on the plants that have now lost their foliage. So it's opportune from that standpoint. It's also the best time to plant because you get a burst of root growth in the fall. And so it's much better for that plant to be in the ground and get that burst of root growth and then a little bit of growth throughout the winter and then in the spring take off like it's been there a long time than to be left in that container with its roots hitting the side and circling in that container. So it's just a perfect time to plant trees and other woody plants. We'll talk about it in more detail and what I specifically recommend when I come back, and we'll take our time on it. 866-444-3478, and we'll take calls in the meantime. Howard Garrett, and I'll be back. Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega, new from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro, and Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Order today and receive their special offer or buy one, get one free. Call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. Order today. Buy one, get one free. That's 877-655-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Well, I'm going to take a couple of calls first, work them in so they don't have to hold so long, and then I'll get back to this tree planting thing and a little different angle to talk to you about it today anyway. But first, it's Mary in Rome, Georgia. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Howard. I don't know if I heard it on your program or read it somewhere or what, but I had a problem with a huge ant mound in my front yard in the grass.
Uh-huh.
And I unfortunately first tried some chemical treatment, which I had to wear a mask to put on it, you know, and everything. And it really didn't do anything. And then, I don't know if I heard it on your show or I read it, but I heard that Lemon Joy would take care of it. So I went to my dollar store and bought a bottle of Lemon Joy and soaked the mound with Lemon Joy. And then after it rained, of course, you know, it went in further. And then I soaked it again afterwards, and they're gone. I mean, it's all gone. You can. I had a little mound there that you could mow over, and the ants were gone.
Well, I recommend Lemon Joy from time to time.
That's
in fact,
I've
mentioned some commercial growing operations that grow flowers, annuals, and perennials. They use Lemon Joy as their insect control in the greenhouse. But there's one little catch here, Mary. If you use Lemon Joy or any soap and mix it pretty heavily and use it over and over in the same spot or spray it, you know, all the time in one area of the garden or in the whole garden, soap actually is detrimental to beneficial life in the soil, the beneficial microbes. So doing it, you know, once in a while, you know, occasional thing, is fine. Doing it all the time, it's not the best way to go. It would be a better way to go to use a Garrett juice mixture, whether you mix it yourself with my instructions and formula and put a little bit of orange oil in it, or you can use a commercial product, either one. Long term, if you have to spray a lot for insects and treat pests, that's better than spraying a soap out there all the time. If you do it occasionally, no problem at all.
And actually, it wasn't even a spray. You know, it was like a squirt a bottle that you squirted stuff on.
Yeah, well, drenching it into the
mound with it.
Drenching it into the soil will concentrate it even more than drenching, so it will really damage that spot if you just continue to do it. That's all I'm saying.
I did it once, and then after it rained, I did it once again, and now you can mow over it. It's gone.
That's
They're
great.
Gone.
No, it'll work. The orange, the citrus in it, combined with the soap, the liquid soap, is an insect killing mixture. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I just wanted to let your listeners know that this little bottle of Lemon Joy from my dollar store took care of my huge ant mound.
Appreciate the call, Mary. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Talk to you later. And here's Don, our friend in Grapeland. Hey, Don.
Good morning. I planted 45 15-gallon trees about a year and a quarter ago, and they were cathedral oaks, and I've got four still alive. They told me to water them every 2 days, and I think at one time you told me that was way too much.
Yeah, I did tell you that, and that is way too much, and that's what killed them.
Anyway, if I dig down after I water the trees, and I didn't put anything in there other than the dirt that came out of there, there's no water in there. It's gone. It's a silty sand, and the water is gone. So I think I need to start adding a few things to that, maybe some lava sand or some shale.
Well, if you do that to the surface of the soil, I recommend that. I wouldn't put anything down in the hole. As you replant, you just need to make sure that you take the plants out of the container, or if they're ball and burlap, take the burlap off and soak them in water. And right now is the best time to replace the ones that are gone. Soak them a long time so that you totally hydrate the roots. That's the key to the whole deal, and it fits in right in with the next step I was going to go this morning about talking about planting properly. It is the second most important thing to do when you're planting a tree. Long term, there's one thing that's more important, and that is to plant the tree higher than you normally would think to plant it.
I do that. But so I shouldn't put lava sand in there or shale?
I wouldn't put it in the hole. I think that lava sand in a pot, which is what it would be, is going to hold too much moisture in there. Now, it's a possibility here, Don, that with your sandy soil, you did let them dry out, but it's pretty impossible if you're watering every 2 days. Even with sandy soil, you're keeping the situation moist all the time.
That's kind of what I thought.
And what happens when you keep the soil too moist all the time, that pushes all the air out and creates an anaerobic situation. It's harder to do with sand, but you can do it with a sandy situation. Some of the worst drainage problems I've ever seen have been in sandy soil where there's a hard pan. So we need to replant, soak them really, really well before you plant them, and then untwist the roots if they've wound around into a ball. I'm going to talk about this in more detail.
Let me say a couple other things. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We talked about the green cycler. And I don't know whether you – I told them to send you.
They did send me one, and I'll report on that at the beginning of the next hour also.
Oh, man, that's great.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, don't go away. Listen on the radio, and I'll cover both things.
I promise you I will.
All right. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this. Don't go away. See you then.